I wonder about my grandchildren, about whether they're ever going to own their own home. My two sons are in their late 30s and they will eventually own their own homes. But there's been a survey revealed that's telling us that the 14 to 22-year-old actually will still aspire to own their own home, despite the fact that it might cost them $500,000 or more.
Yeah, exactly. Generation Z.
That's them.
We've got Gen Y, Gen X, Generation Z. So that's them, the cohort between 14 to 22 years of age. So Bankwest just did a recent survey asking more than 1,600 of them about their thoughts on the Australian dream of owning a property. And 71% of the Gen Zers said it was still something that interested them. And
well, that's got to be a good thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, look, it is. According to Bankwest data, they've not given up hope of owning their own home, and they're not afraid to call upon family members for support, Martin. So there you go.
Okay. I've got five granddaughters. I hope that by the time they're ready to buy a house, I'm long gone.
Yeah. 38% said they've already discussed it with relatives.
Wow.
And look, the effects of the pandemic hit young people quite hard compared to other generations. As that survey reported that most negatively across the well-being and confidence market. So it's definitely changed some behaviours. So what's most promising in the results there, though, out of that survey, is that 71% of Gen Z people remain interested in owning their own home, and 44% still believe it's achievable, suggesting their ambitions and dreams of the great Australian dream to own their own home remain alive, despite some incredible challenges, and we're seeing the property market right across Australia start to track upwards.
I'm glad that they're confident, though, because if they were thinking, oh, look, I'm never going to own your home, it's not, you know, not a good place to be, I wouldn't think.
No, it's not. But, you know, 71% remain interested in owning their own home, which is great when you consider that, you know, 14 to 22 years old.
And a good percentage of those will probably use mortgage brokers when it comes time to buy their home, because you've just recorded, this is a sector that you work in, you've just recorded the fourth biggest quarter share for a long time.
Highest ever fourth quarter market share. So the Mortgage and Finance Association of Australia collects data through research group Comparata on behalf of the MFAA. And just on 60% of all residential home loans in Australia in December 2020 were made by mortgage brokers. And that represents about a 4.1% growth on the same period the year before. Just a little fraction shy of the all-time one-quarter market share set in September 2019. And additionally, that total for December, highest ever recorded in terms of dollar value, topping out at about $64 billion of new home loans.
That doesn't surprise me, given what we just spoke about.
Yeah, and, you know, this news comes at a time when the housing market is booming. Home loans, house auctions, house prices breaking records for growth, and particularly in regional areas like we are.
Yeah, well, I think last week the ABS released details on construction loans, and they were like 110% up on January last year or something. Ridiculous.
It's heavily invested in you know, here in Tassie, $45,000 grant makes a big difference. And that'll finish, that finishes at the end of March. So you're then no longer eligible for those grants. So it'll be interesting to see what happens then. But talking to a lot of builders here locally, they've got enough work to keep them going for the next couple of years.
Yes, so I believe.
I don't think it's going to have a massive impact.
Not straight away, anyway. And finally, Justin, the Australian dollar, it's been a little bit down on what we looked at it when this time last week.
Yeah, look, it's sort of had highs and lows. Basically, the US dollar is probably strengthening because of the stuff that's going on over there.
Yeah, well, didn't Joe Biden announce a stimulus payment, didn't he? Yeah, that's probably got a bit to do with it.
Yeah, stimulus payments, which are a little bit behind the Australian economy, of course. It's back down to about 76.5 US cents, which it's dropped. I mean, it got up to 80 US cents, so... the Reserve Bank acknowledges that, you know, changes in bond yields globally be associated with some volatility in foreign exchange rates. But nevertheless, it seems as though the Reserve Bank's, the Governor Philip Lowe and Co. reiterate that if further $100 billion worth of bonds are going to be purchased through the government bond purchase program. I was
reading the other day that the bonds were only giving a 1.5% return or something fairly insignificant like that.
So, look, you probably just see that wait-and-see approach for monetary policy for Australia may keep the Australian dollar around the upper end of its range in recent years, which has sort of been that, you know, 72 to 80 cent mark. In turn, it remains to be seen, you know, the February high of 80 cents, whether that's going to sort of, we're going to head back up, because I think we were talking off air, Martin, there was, after we started to drop, somebody said it'd be up.
Yeah, that's the commentators were saying, over the weekend, I think they said it, they expected it to go back up again, but we'll see what happens, I guess.
Yeah, it's, again, a lot of things outside our control.
Indeed. Justin, thanks very much for that, as always, today. I really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Martin.